This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's the Wednesday, May 31st, DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Victoria will send some good thoughts to her because she is under the weather today. I remember when I was sort of first learning my curves through the conversation world, Jennifer.
The
program directors would say, focus on the issues. You'll be more confident as a host if you have more information. And so I had never done this before. I hadn't done enough of it. I wasn't that confident. So I developed my confidence around becoming confident that I knew what I was talking about. And even to this day, most of the time, I know what I'm talking about.
Most of the time.
So here's a soccer mom. I guess I wonder out loud why some parents are getting so violent with their children's games. This has been going on for a while now. What ought to be done to prevent these sort of things happening? This is from New Jersey. A woman found guilty of assault for her part in a brawl involving parents at a soccer game. Her name was Jacqueline Lennon, ordered to complete 20 hours of community service, fined $400 by the judge. Michael Dugan recommended that she enroll in an anger management program. So the fight began after the two teams were about to begin a shootout to break a tie. The players, mind you, are 8 and 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Lemon got into a fist fight. Her son was on one team, and Deborah Fry's son was on the other team, and they both brought charges against one another. However, Ms. Fry was found innocent after three witnesses testified she was asking the crowd to disperse when Ms. Lennon pushed her, knocked her down, punched her, and one of the tournament volunteers testified Lennon had taken several swings not only at this lady but at him as well. So, how is it that under the circumstances there is this much anger? Is it just a sign of the times? Is it just everybody's angry? Everybody's got a problem.
Angry.
Is that what it is?
By the way, we celebrate people for being angry. We give them celebrity. We pay a lot of attention to people. I mean, look at the Real Housewives. What are the moments of the Real Housewives series that keep that thing going? It's somebody throwing a table or someone slapping someone else. I mean, it's so crazy because I don't feel like that's where we are, but it sure seems like it.
Somebody is. Why do they have these shows if somebody's not there? What are they doing to our society? What is there? What's the reality here? A society. There are some people in the news today that I want to focus on. The first one is Cade Prophet, CadeProphet, 25 years old, hiker in Washington's Palouse Falls State Park yesterday. He's taking a selfie with his girlfriend at the top of the waterfall. He slipped and fell in and drowned. Mm. How is it that important to have a selfie on the edge of the, on this, if you look at a picture, this is a 200-foot waterfall. And
so crazy.
There are no fences. Now the locals say, well, there should be fences up there.
No, people should
gonna
know better not to fall into
right.
the waterfall.
Hello, where the hell is common sense? You're going to sue the city because they don't have a fence around the waterfall. Why are you that close to the waterfall, you moron? So, you know, everybody's got a chip on their shoulder, and nobody wants to take personal responsibility. And by the way, if you look around, it's a rare month that we don't have some Jennifer selfie-related incident.
Yeah.
Because of the popularity of taking your picture. Last year, 50 people died around our country taking selfies.
There was a story out just last week, I think, that talked about the number of selfies a millennial person would take in their lifetime, and the number was 25,000. And
Kara, that's you.
And I went, wow, that actually sounds pretty low.
It does sound low.
Think about it. How many
really?
Pictures are taken at a crack? I mean, in each pose, you're taking 5 or 6 pictures. You start multiplying that over a lifetime, and I thought, wow, yeah, 25,000, not that much. I mean, that just shows you how crazy we all are.
So there was a tourist who died after he fell down the Did you remember this story? The fellow fell down the staircase at the Taj Mahal while he was trying to take a photo of himself on the railing?
No.
Yeah. And there was another tourist that fell to his death at Machu Picchu in Peru while attempting to take a selfie. These locations are risky. Get out on a slippery rock in the middle of a river. You swim out there. People taking pictures of themselves on top of a bridge or hanging from the side of a bridge. You got to be nuts. Really?
Yeah, I would just stay on my feet on the ground in my house, and I'll take a picture there. Let's all take selfies in the good lighting of our apartments. How about that?
Right.
But are people just so in a bubble that they don't realize that stuff like that can happen to them?
I think people just don't think of repercussions. And this isn't just when taking selfies. I think when it comes to anything, people just don't think about what's going to happen when they say or when they do something.
Yeah. And then, you know, then somebody's going to get sued because these people were dumb enough to mess up. Just they're messy. The whole thing is messy. All right, let's pause for a second, and then something very intriguing will hit your ears. It's 13 and change past the hour.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161.
Food news and the focus on National Dairy Month. Those of us who are farmers, I'll bet you Cece Carmichael didn't know that I was a dairy farmer when she signed up to come on with us. This is a time for us to gear up for Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month. Cece Carmichael is here as you're a trained chef. I know that. And a lot of people see you on TV working on this, but when's the last time you actually talked to a real live dairy farmer?
I know. I'm so honored and thrilled.
Well,
it's fantastic. Are you really? Did you get up this morning and milk your cows?
I have. I've been, there are two threads in my life. I've been a radio pro for a long time, and I've been around cows all my life. I have Jersey.
I love cows.
Cows, yeah. Cows are wonderful. They really are. Great,
the
great.
Jerseys?
Great. Yeah, Jerseys. Guernseys and Jersey. Brown cows. Like the brown cows. So
they don't make milk though.
Yep.
We're working on that.
That's what the kids all say. I have tours of the farm, Cece, all the time, and kids look at the cows. They, how come that kids don't know? You know, I'll ask a kid where the milk comes. Oh, my mother gets it out of the refrigerator. That kind of stuff. So we have to
no clue.
We have to counter.
So you're,
that.
So you're celebrating June National Dairy Month. This is your month, right?
Yes, it is. This is my month. So let's talk about some of the exotic flavors that are coming, the celebration of Dairy Month and ice cream and milk and all that stuff. What's going on?
All the fabulous stuff. Well, it's just, there's so much innovation in product development these days. I mean, manufacturers are addressing emerging health needs and consumer trends. And every time I pass by the refrigerated dairy aisle, there's something new. It's like exotic flavor combos and different kinds of yogurts and full fat options and dairy alternatives. And also there's a lot of innovation in packaging. I think we're all sort of, we're a grab and go culture, and they're really addressing that with sort of single serve cheeses and yogurts and milks and juice and snack packs, so you can just throw them in your purse and your backpack and just head out the door.
How much have the dairy world, I was going to say singular and or plural, dairy worlds that we live in have changed? You know, yogurt's become a big thing, for example. There are all kinds of different cheeses that come from dairy production. The growth here is large. Yogurt really growing quickly.
Yogurt has just exploded. I mean, it's really, and it, when I say like the exotic flavor combos, I go bananas.
Yeah.
The dairy aisle is just like, what? A key lime pie yogurt? I'm there.
You banana know, yogurt.
Flavors.
Yeah,
but banana cream pie? I mean, my gosh, it's just, there's so much there, and it's constantly evolving and changing, and you know, and it changes with what people are asking for and what the trends are, which is really
amazing.
So
Greek yogurt, that's what I have to ask you, Cece, because Greek yogurt's a huge trend. Is it better or worse than regular yogurt? What should we be looking for?
I think that the thinking is it's a denser, it's a more high protein, and people just like it because it's creamier, it's thicker. And it's still low fat. A lot of it. You can get the high fat versions, which they're offering now. I think we're sort of getting away from sort of low fat trends. And I mean, the full fat. My culinary instructor always used to say, "Fat is flavor." So you know, I think we're getting back to that.
We have the wrong idea. Some fats are good and some fats aren't. And dairy fat is not bad for you. The cream and that sort of thing we don't much see anymore. One of the things I've done on my farm, CC. I've sold raw milk on the farm, and when you see the cream that comes to the top of that bottle,
I can't even, and you know, everything in moderation. And I think that, you know, there's so many cool possibilities, if you'll pardon the pun, and inspiration in the refrigerator dairy aisle for breakfast. You know, I love making you know, we always want something sort of quick and nutritious, and I have a recipe for a breakfast English muffin melt with it has egg whites in it because everybody likes it. It's a little healthier for people watching their cholesterol. It's convenient. A little melted cheese. I pair that with organic milk, maybe chocolate almond milk, side of yogurt. And like I said, there's so many milk and milk alternatives and yogurt types. There really is something for everybody. And then for lunch or dinner, you know, who doesn't love an ooey gooey grilled cheese? I've got something on set here that I put three cheeses in. I'm always playing around with this. And then my secret ingredient, don't laugh, is bacon cheddar dip that I wipe on the, it is out of this world. And I always sort of have, I'm stock up on hard and soft and grated cheeses so that I'm always ready to make the ultimate grilled cheese. Or even if people are dropping by, you know, those people that go, ding dong, hi, and, you know, come, you know, last minute guests.
Yep.
And for dessert, I've got this beautiful lemon cream tart made with Greek yogurt and cream cheese and fruit slushy made out of orange juice. There's just so many great options. Summer's such a busy time, and we're all, like, racing to camp. The kids are home. We're going on vacation. And just the grab-and-go possibilities to throw things in your backpack with, you know, snacks that are packed with protein and nutrition. And anyway, so this month, I want to tell everybody quick before we run out of time.
Yeah, we only have a few seconds.
Celebrating June Dairy Month, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Food Association.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
About Ariana Grande, it's music time in this hour, 24 past the hour. In fact, the One Love Manchester benefit concert scheduled for this Sunday, star-studded lineup there. The show will take place at the Emirates Old Trafford Cricket Ground in Manchester. All the proceeds will go to the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund, Jennifer, which was set up by the city to help victims and families affected by the suicide bomber at Ariana Grande show. And they can't do it in that arena because the arena had damage. And so Coldplay, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Pharrell Williams, Usher, Take That, are going to be confirmed to perform at the concert, broadcast on the BBC. It'll also be live streamed via some digital partner. And I don't think they've announced that yet. Ariana said, quote, "I want to thank my fellow musicians and friends for reaching out to be a part of our expression of love." She's offering free tickets to fans who are at the Manchester show. General admission, hospitality tickets go on sale on Thursday, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, English-British time. So, something that continues to be on people's minds.
I think it's really cool.
And
yeah.
Appropriately.
You know, I feel so bad for her that this is kind of going to be her legacy, at least for the rest of this year. But I think, you know, for someone who is really young, she's handling it really well. I think she's doing all of the right things.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was no big fan of hers with the whole licking the donuts and just seeming kind of vapid, I think. And she has really, I mean, totally impressed me in her handling
of
this.
I think
as graceful as you can with the situation.
In the last few weeks, she's definitely grown up a lot.
Yeah, she has. All right, so that's the story on Ariana Grande. Now moving to a bit of sobering news from Olivia Newton-John. She's been diagnosed again with breast cancer. This came in a statement yesterday on her Facebook page. Her rep says that she's reluctantly postponing her June concert dates in North America. The back pain that caused her to postpone the first half of her concert tour turned out to be breast cancer. I'm going to tell you something. I know this from firsthand experience. My wife ultimately died from breast cancer. It took her 21 years to go down that road. But she said at 44, in her early 40s, when she came down with this, that it was first felt in her back, not in her breast, but she had a pain in her back.
You hear that often now.
Yeah, yeah, and have it checked out. So if you have a pain in your back, you better get it checked out immediately. Anyway, so she's been involved. She's quite a wellness character. She has been following natural wellness therapies all of her adult life. She's going to take a course in photon radiation therapy and is confident she'll be back later in the year. She's 68 years old. 25 years ago, she had the problem. And the one way to get through this is to be optimistic, to realize what you're facing, but to face it. She said, quote, "I decided on my direction of therapies after consultation with my doctors and natural therapists and the medical team at the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center in Melbourne, Australia." So this was all a lot of posting on Facebook and social media. Yeah, she goes back to 1992 with her first diagnosis. At the time, she treated her illness with chemo and underwent a partial mastectomy and then reconstruction after that. But it's been she's been really identified, I think. Don't you think, Jennifer, during her career, someone who's a survivor here?
Absolutely.
And so, again...
And very public about it.
Yeah. The underscore here is that if you have a pain in your back, ladies, do not let it go. Have it checked immediately, because it's nothing to mess with. Nothing at all.
So much of the medical community talks about men's symptoms to watch out for, and women's symptoms, obviously breast cancer, but even for heart disease, are so much different.
Yeah,
you really have to educate yourself.
Yep. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have we heard spay and neuter, spay and neuter? And here's why it's so important. 8 to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every single year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, some are homeless. Now, here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your cats and dogs. It's a procedure that can be formed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of wanted pets, even though that would be strong enough. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of many types of cancers, and that's really important. Obviously, male dogs that are neutered are not going to get testicular cancer, and now the studies indicate that female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get breast cancer. So whether you spay or neuter your dog for moral reasons or physiological reasons, do it. It can make all the difference in the world for those wonderful pets. And we don't need 10 million dogs and cats in shelters. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Napa Know-How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This program could be hazardous to your health, only because it takes so much time to get into these conversations that we're in, and that is, well, not so much time to get into them, but to follow the thought pattern. For example, Jennifer, a woman in Cape Town, addicted to eating sand.
Ooh. Well, who doesn't love some sand? It's a sandwich.
53-year-old Frida Engelbrecht says she eats the sand with a small spoon from a bowl, it tastes like chocolate.
Oh, she's an
animal. It can't be just any sand. It has to be the red sand that comes out of the diamond mines. Sea sand, she says, is too salty.
I wonder why.
Yeah, no, this woman's a nut.
I know a show on TLC that can't wait to get her on.
Really? What's the name of the show?
What is it? Strange Addictions or something like that?
Yeah.
People eat couch cushions.
It's like pica. Is that what it's called when you eat garbage?
You think this is the local psychiatrist says it sounds like obsessive compulsive behavior to me. Eating sand. If you stay away from the yellow sand, it's probably good for your system.
Is yellow sand yellow snow or?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I think that there is a side to this that actually would make some sense. It's good for your system. It cleans out. I know when the cows, there's a the stuff that we put in the swimming pool that isn't not chlorine, but there's a sort of a sand, and I want to say Daish, but it's not Daish. It's something close to that. Diametrectic, I don't know, whatever. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Diatomaceous. Dingo comes into my brain. Give it a minute.
Did you say dingo comes into your brain?
No, diatomaceous comes into my brain.
Oh. Okay.
So that sand is very, very, it's almost like clay. It's very, very smooth, and it filters the water in the pool. But I can't imagine eating that stuff. But I know when it goes through your system, it is good because it cleans things out. And the cows have had these sorts of, they have seen them go and eat. If you put stuff on the sand, they'll eat the sand, and it cleans out their system. You know, at four stomachs, whether it's different if you just have one stomach.
So this is like a new cleanse that we should all be trying.
Yeah,
is what you're saying, right?
Sand. Eat sand and cleanse your body.
So do we have this? Does she have the sand imported to, like, and sent to her house, or does she go out to the beach for breakfast every morning?
She goes to the beach, I think. But when you think about it, it gives the term sandwich a different sort of
right?
feel, right? Doesn't it? Under the circumstances? Yes.
Boy.
Okay, other food news, Jennifer.
Yes.
Macadamia nuts, cashews.
You mean there's more than sand?
Yes, there's more than sand in the food news today. Mm-hmm. The Simple Truth dry roasted macadamia nuts and Ava's organic cashews roasted and salted, both subject to unrelated recalls for possible listeria contamination, according to the Food and Druggies. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, all that stuff. Listeria is the worst of all of it. The nuts are sold in six states, Ohio, Kentucky, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Indiana by Kroger. Let's see, other stores that are carrying them. There are stores in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, that, you know, the same, the comparable stores, all the popular grocery stores. Most of the stores carry all the same stuff. If you go from store to store to store to store, you will find that most of the products, even if it's a Whole Foods granola kind of store, they have the same brands as the other granola stores. And the Krogers and the Albertsons and the Ralphs and Stop and Shop and you name it, they all have the same brands as well. So be looking for, just don't, if you're in the store and you want to buy macadamia nuts or cashews, don't buy them for a while. Just hold off. I love cashews. I have a combo now that I'm eating. I used to have cashews all the time, but I don't do cashews because I think they're a little fattening. So I do a blend of cashews, peanuts, and almonds and pistachios. And that's what my handful of nuts. Each time I grab a handful of nuts, that's what's in it. It's all supposed to be really good for you. Right? Doesn't that sound good? Sounds very healthy.
Sounds very healthy.
Very healthy. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria having the day off because she doesn't feel too well. Maybe we'll be able to summon her before program time is up. I started doing this. I used to do it all the time on the program, 10, 12, 14 years ago. I used to have word scrambles all the time.
And oh, so yeah, you love these.
Well, people like them, too. I started with one about a month ago, and then it was in one portion of the program. I forget where it was, the medical portion. And then we had some that applied to the movie portion of the program, entertainment, that kind of stuff. So now I have one that applies to our food news. Ready, Jennifer?
All right, let's have it. Do I
need
a pen for this?
I'm going to give you, there are eight letters in this food. All right, you ready?
All right, let's try it.
Two M's, first of all. There's an S. There are two O's. There's an R, and there's a U. All right, I'll give it to you again. Two M's, two O's, an R, an S, a U, and an H. All right. Do you know what that word is?
And this is a food, right?
This is a food.
Okay,
yes.
That's the.
All right. I'm going to give you a little time to work on it.
Hmm.
All right. A little time to work on it. We'll have some more food news and sports news coming up as well. But if
got
you
it.
Wanna, you have it already?
Oh, there's no H. There's no H, right?
There is an H.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Oh.
I did
say
that.
Yeah, you didn't give us the A.
I said there are two M's, there were two O's, there's an R.
I solved it without even knowing there was an H.
There's an H.
An S, a U, and an H. What about the R? You forgot about that this time.
No, I said an R. Two. I said two M's,
you said
two O's, an R, an H, an S, and a U.
No, you didn't. Let me tell you the order that
no,
you said
it. No, I didn't.
It. You said two M's, an S, mm-hmm. two O's, an R, and a U. I don't think it's a coincidence that
and
both of us missed it.
He forgot the H, which then we now know
no,
what it
the
is.
The first time I gave you all the letters, the second time I was challenging your memory.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to remind Doug that this is recording and that I can go
I
back and listen to this later and replay
yeah.
it? But anyway,
I think
Ken
maybe
has the answer.
You've consumed some of this food, which is why you can't give us the letters.
Really? Is that so? I think you have this. In order to have that effect, you have to smoke it, don't you? You don't eat it.
Haven't you seen people die from eating your
oh, yeah. word? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, eat the wrong yeah. ones. Okay, so our mystery word is...
Mushroom.
Mushroom. I love mushrooms. I used to serve them all the time. My kids won't eat mushrooms these days because I used to put mushrooms in everything that I cooked when they were young whippersnappers. Mushrooms, I have... mushrooms, I don't know there's any value to them. Frankly, when you eat them, is there any value? What's
sure, there's
the nutritional
some value,
value
to them.
For mushrooms. I don't know that there is. You sure?
I'm not sure about anything. Would you like me to Google it? Mushroom.
All right. Let's do the sports
nutrition.
News.
Nutrition. Oh, hold on. You asked me a question. You're going to get an answer, my friend. Here
Am
we
I?
Go. Okay. They're low in calories, fat-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free, very low in sodium, and they provide important nutrients, including selenium, potassium, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin D, and more. How about that?
Really? All in a little mushroom, boys
All
and girls. Who would
mushroom.
Have thought? Right? All right, 43 past the hour. We'll have Jennifer and Doug doing the sports report. We go from Dr. Jen and Dr. Doug to being sports experts only here on the DJV Experience, 43 past the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity. Theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There we go. Jen, you can do the Dodgers story, and then I'll bring to the surface the drama going on at the French Open this week. First,
sure.
though, the Dodgers appear to be unhappy.
Yeah, some Major League Baseball fans. Right, a Dodgers pitcher. Brandon McCarthy. Some Major League Baseball fans say merchandise company New Era and several Major League Baseball teams crossed the exploitation line with a canned and kind of tone-deaf tweet imploring fans to honor those who have sacrificed for us by buying their official Memorial Day caps. You think they might be exploiting Memorial Day a bit? The tweet was sent out by the Giants, the Red Sox, the A's, and the Cubs, and it read, "Today is about honor and respect. Tip your New era cap to those who've sacrificed to keep us safe, hashtag Memorial Day. Dodgers pitcher Brandon McCarthy mocked the tweets with a tremendously snarky tweet all of his own. He wrote, "Generations of soldiers died protecting our country and its freedoms. Don't forget to buy an official baseball hat to say thank you." Other fans agreed with him, and they bombarded the team's Twitter pages who sent out those similar sentiments and kind of let him have it. So good for Brandon McCarthy. Good guy. Good solid guy.
Yeah. All right. That's, that kind of stuff is so tasteless. It's,
isn't it gross? I mean, what makes them think that it's okay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of things.
They don't think. That's the problem. They're not thinking.
There are plenty of PR angles to be had, and you don't have to do stuff like that.
Maxime Hamu, French tennis player, banned from the French Open after he tried to kiss a female television reporter on the air following his first-round defeat earlier this week. He's had his accreditation revoked. The French Tennis Federation has ordered an investigation into the incident. They call his behavior reprehensible. Really? The reporter is Maylie Thomas.
I just call it French.
Can be seen in footage of the interview having to force her way out of his taking. He was really, I guess, wrapped himself around her.
He had his arm wrapped around her shoulder, and she was, like, handling it well and laughing it off. But every time he would go to, he tried to kiss her cheek, like, six different times, and she would try to...
Isn't that the French way, though?
That
is the French way.
Isn't it?
Still gross.
Yeah, I mean, it is still gross. Just because it's the French way doesn't mean that everyone else should have to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, it was also the Italian way. When I was at a train station wearing a dress because it was hot, I had a guy put his hand on my rear end cheek underneath my skirt, and you know what, that may be the Italian way, but that still didn't feel real good to me.
It's not the Jennifer way.
No, it's not the Jennifer Horn way.
It's not. Wow, that's surprising.
I know, just by popular opinion. I mean,
all right, so that's the sports report. Yesterday or last night, it started yesterday afternoon and lasted until about 10 o'clock last night, the Orlando airport was pretty much closed down. Tell me whether you think this is overdone or is just the time that we live in and it's necessary. The police went in there late yesterday afternoon into the Orlando airport because there was a report of a man carrying a gun at the rental car lot. Now, if you know the Orlando airport, you get out of the airport, I think it's the worst airport in the country by far. You know, we were talking earlier about the airports that are really kind of dingy, dirty, bad. This is just a big mess. Badly put together in any way of looking at or evaluating it. Anyway, so you walk out the door of the main terminal, you walk across underneath the canopies to the car rental place, and they're on a couple of different levels. And so the this guy wandering around and just seemingly pointing a gun, the guy's probably on drugs. And so about 10 o'clock last night, the Orlando police, finally gunman in custody is what they treated. Everybody's safe. We'll bring him in as soon as we have a media debriefing. So before they bring the guy to jail, they have to get in front of the cameras to tell him what's going on. That's more important than getting this guy to figure out what was going on. Oy. Anyway, man with weapon.
Why can't they just release, you know, like a press release or something like that with all the information instead?
Yeah, that's all.
That's a much simpler way to handle it.
By the way, guys, our corrections department just called, and apparently we were wrong about the Memorial Day story. The caps that the teams were selling, the proceeds actually went to charity, not to New Era.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael Horn, or as I like to call him, Dad.
All right, Daddy.
Fact checking department.
Good job. Thank you. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Time for us to focus on your pet. Our animal lover is Warren Eckstein. He has a wonderful program, Best Pet Show on the Air, and there are three or four of them, but his is the best by far. It's called The Pet Show. Been on for 30 years, so it must be the best. If you exist that long, you're in the same league. You and I are in the same league. If you survive that long, you should get a prize for survival, if nothing else. Anyway, The Pet Show on a lot of radio stations around the country every weekend. His website, thepetshow.com, is full of wonderfully important information. As a matter of fact, I think you probably would find some information on why your dog licks you, which we're going to get to the bottom of in just a moment here.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class healthcare system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, let's get to Warren's explanation as to why your dog wants to lick you. My daughter has a poodle named Bodley and is very annoying. Lick, 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 lick. He's a nice dog, but this is very annoying.
And there's so many different reasons. You know, a lot of people just assume a dog licks because it's a dog, but there's a lot of reasons. First of all, respect. In the wild, wolf packs or wild dogs, when they come or approach their leader, what they do is they lick him as a sign of respect. So very often in a household where the dog sees their guardian as the leader, they will lick them just as a sign of respect. So that's one reason why dogs are licked. The other reason is attention. You know, very often we're sitting around, we're watching TV, The Bachelorette or whatever we're watching, and the bottom line is the dog comes over and says, get out of here, leave me alone. So they will lick knowing it's a passive way to get attention from their guardian. If they lick you enough, dog, you're going to get up and tell that poodle to get away from you. The other thing is affection. Affection. I get more trouble with this one because people don't believe the fact that dogs can be affectionate. And we know this as a dog guardian. I know this, and I hope other dog guardians do, that your dog will come over and kiss you for one reason and one reason alone. He loves you. Yeah. Why can't people get that? He loves you.
Charlotte was all about that. Charlotte,
well, see, other dogs.
His little kisses.
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte licked me quite a few times. Uh-huh. But the bottom line is you watch dogs lick other dogs. Again, it's a sign of affection. And taste. Here's something that people just don't get. You know, if you eat a lot of garlic, the next day you might leach that. So very often people will leach the food that they're eating, which comes out through their pores, which attracts the dog. Or if you're like me, usually there's crumbs around your mouth, which is just another reason why the dog may lick. The taste factor, which is kind of important. Also, we heard when I was growing up, my mother would tell me, that dogs would lick themselves when they had a sore or a cut. And it's true. There's actually something in their saliva, an enzyme in their saliva that will help with the blood clotting. So that's another. And stress and relief of if they're in pain or if they're stressed out, they will lick themselves to alleviate stress as well. So there's many, many different reasons that a dog will lick. Not always a positive. It could be if you notice a dog licking one specific area, it could be a problem and something you should speak to your veterinarian about. Right. Those are just some of the reasons why dogs will lick. They love you.
I remember the last kiss I had with Charlotte just before she died, and it was, it's one of those things that just is so emblazoned, it's just so imprinted in your mind.
Yeah.
And she was people used to make fun of me on this program because I kissed her and she kissed me. You know where your dog's been? The dog may have been those places, but there, you just pointed out, I think, the saliva and things in their body cleanse themselves. So
listen, I kiss every dog I see. There are times I'm walking down the street, I see a cute dog, I bend down and kiss it and forget that I didn't say anything to the owner. You know, just kind of walk
I kiss
away.
Cows, never mind dogs. I kiss some of my cows. It's very, the tongues are very, very big. All right.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.